Alec Dobkin is a gay activist and a feminist women's music legend. She began her music career in Greenwich Village in the early 60s, along with legends like Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell. In her new must-read memoir, My Red Blood, she shares her political experiences from the 50s through the 70s, when she came out as the first lesbian performer of her day. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Charlotte.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell us about your new book, My Red Blood.
Actually, it starts before I was born, in the 30s. I set out to write a political, cultural, social history of this country, as well as my own story, because it lines up so neatly with key points in American history, key moments that I happened to be at the right place at the right time. And I thought, well, the 40s, 50s, and 60s are gone. They are done. And yet, so many important things happened during those decades that I felt compelled to memorialize them, so to speak. It's not exactly modest, but anyway, to at least chronicle them.
What was your attraction to the Communist Party?
My parents were communists. It was my family. My grandmother was a communist. My uncle had recruited them into the party and then went off to Spain to fight with the Spanish Republican Army in the Spanish Civil War. So I have a very honorable left-wing communist background. So really, I was raised in that situation, a very progressive justice and equality were always my family's values. So it was a very natural progression, even though my parents quit the year that I joined, and they hated the party after they quit. And I joined when I was 16 in 1956.
What do you mean when you say in your book, like, communist lesbians were outcasts?
Well, we were communists and lesbians and gay men were considered contemptible. Lesbians and gays were considered contemptible, and communists were feared and considered dangerous and hateful. And they often were lumped together back in those days of the Red Scare and the anti-communist hysteria. Because McCarthy, his list of communists in the State Department was also homosexuals. They were often linked together.
What does it feel like to read your own FBI dossier?
Oh, it's kind of a dissociative experience. As I said in the acknowledgments and sources, when I acknowledged the FBI, I said they got some things right and some they got really wrong. And it was interesting. I was kind of, I don't know, I kept thinking, God, they are not very bright. But the FBI doesn't operate by being bright. They operate by collecting pieces and putting the pieces together.
You say in your book when you first discovered the 60s lesbian scene that it was enthralling, intoxicating. Could you explain that?
Well, I had always had feelings for women, but I knew it was verboten. I knew it wasn't allowed. So when I actually met adult women who were lesbians, it was a thrill to know that it could be done, and even that women could live together happily, or at least I projected their happiness. And so just the possibility of women making lives together was a thrill.
What was the 60s folk scene really like with Dylan and everyone that was, out and about at that time?
Well, I think I tried to deal with that in my folk biz section of the book, and I talk about the community life that we experienced. And I had a reading last night in New York City at Barnes & Noble, and one of the characters in the book, Dave Van Ronk's wife, Terry Saul, was there, and people that I've talked to since those days, We all agree. Those were remarkable, amazing days with so much talent walking around the streets in the village. And we all feel the same way about it, that it was really a wonderful, amazing period of our lives.
As a feminist, what inspired you to pioneer women's music in the 70s and 80s?
Well, I think you answered your own question. It was a feminist. When I became a feminist, that was my politics. And do a favor for every female in the world by letting them know they could love women and it was okay.
You attended the March on Washington in 1963. What do you think about the recent National Equality March accomplished for our LGBT community?
Mostly what those marches do is really inspire the participants and connect people up. And it's really impossible to know the exact effect that it has, as far as I can tell. But it's a great inspiration for those who go and for those who watch it. And it's always wonderful to know that there are more people like you out there.
Obama has signed the Matthew Shepard hate crime bill. What are your thoughts about this, and what would you like to see accomplished in his administration?
Well, of course, I was delighted to see him signing that bill. That's a wonderful thing. What do I want to see accomplished? his campaign promises, for one thing, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and the Defense of Marriage Act, let's get rid of them, mostly is to equal out some of the income of the American population, and let's not have these crooks taking millions while single mothers or women and children and all kinds of people go hungry. Everybody knows it's not right, and so that's one of my hopes, is that Obama will, and not just him, but that this country will get better health care. I want single payer, that's what I want, and that's what most people I know want. So that's just some of the goals that I would like to see accomplished.
What do you think about Obama's position with Afghanistan and the war in Iraq?
I don't know what his position is, but let's get out of there. It's a no-win situation. Out, out, out. Get everybody out. That's my position.
Is there a question that you wish people would ask you?
Yeah, where can I get more of your books? Oh, where are you going to be performing? Well, that's what I like to hear.
Well, where are you going to be performing?
Oh, well, how funny you should ask. nice of you to ask. I'm going to be in Philadelphia, but before that, I will be in Boston. And I'll be in Chestnut Hill at a house concert on Sunday the 8th. And Monday on the 9th, I'll be at the Berklee College of Music bookstore, the Barnes & Noble bookstore on Boylston Street at 2 o'clock with a reading. And then Tuesday on the 10th of November, I'll be at the Barnes & Noble Boston University bookstore on Beacon Street at 7 o'clock, that's Tuesday evening, for a reading. So I have a couple of readings and a concert in the Boston area, and I'm really looking forward to getting back there.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Oh, thank you, Charlotte, and I look forward to meeting you.
Take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye.